hurt my feelings. Why did you do that? I never did it to you. You said stuff that wasn't true. You called me a name I didn't like. That hurt my feelings. What did I ever do to you? My hair was funny. You said I was too tall for the fourth grade. You said my legs are too fat for running. You said something about my skin shade. No, sometimes you might say some things. You don't know how it makes me feel. You might think you're just joking, but I take what you're saying for real. My feelings. Why did you do that? I never did it to you. You said stuff that wasn't true. You called me a name I didn't like. That hurt my feelings. What did I ever do to you? Oh, 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 yeah. Now tell me, what did I ever do to you? Told me I wasn't good enough to play first base in the game. Then you told me I wasn't very tough if I cried when I felt some pain. Oh, try to be more careful with all things that you do and say. Feelings are very fragile now. You've got to treat everybody that way.
Hurt My Feelings is Troubadour, and before that, Bully Bubba was the Uncle Brothers. You're listening to the Children's Hour. With us on the show today are two of our friends from Right to Be. They are Kelly Erickson, who's the director of training, and Dax Valdez, who's a senior trainer. Here on the Children's Hour today, we're talking about responding back to bullying and where we can learn how to be good bystanders when we see something that just isn't right. Dax Valdez is walking us through an exercise and a training here on the Children's Hour with our kids crew. Where we left it, Dax, we had just done our feeling really small and learning how we can help people when they're in that position grow back into a big tree. What's next on your training?
So I'm going to share with you each of our intervention strategies. We call them the 5 D's. And then I want to know like what this could look like or what this could feel like for you in your own spaces. So the first one is distract, which is creating a distraction to de-escalate a situation. The next D is delegate, where we ask somebody else to come and help us. Then we have document, which is writing down what happened or letting somebody else know what we can do to help record the incident. Then we have delay, and delay is checking in on the person who was hurt and then seeing what we can do to help take care of them.
You mean like after the bully has gone away?
Yes, when it feels safe and comfortable to do so. We wait until they're gone. And then we can check in on the person and say, hey, Katie, I saw what happened. Are you okay? And the last one is direct. And this is the one that most people think about. We think about bystander intervention because this is what we see in TV. This is what we see in the movies. This is what we see in our video games. This is some version of just saying, hey, stop doing that.
That can be a very effective thing only in very certain circumstances. I think we have to be careful when it comes to people who are harassing other people because you just don't know how aggressive they might be. And no one wants to get hurt, physically hurt. So it seems like these other D's might be good things to try before you get to the direct involvement step.
Yeah, we always say that you need to think about you keeping yourself safe first. And direct may not be for everybody, but if it is something that is comfortable for you in the moment, then you should go ahead and do that. But remember that that's only one intervention strategy. There are five altogether, and the other ones don't need you to be confronting the person as directly. Why would you think that people might not feel comfortable saying something when it's happening or doing something to stop the bullying or the harassment when it's happening?
Sometimes you'll be scared, like, because if you go up to the bully and because if the bully like just left and then you go there and you talk to the person through and then, but then the bully sees you, like, because they might look back and they might bully you again. So the bully might bully you if you try to help them, or the person might not want your help and be kind of mean about it and be like, just leave me alone or something like that.
Yeah, those are great answers.
I think when a person has an experience where they've been bullied, it's like I said earlier, you feel like there's such a bad feeling when that's happening. And I don't think that most people, when they're experiencing that, really mean it when they say, I don't want you to see if I'm okay. I think most of us deep down inside really appreciate it when someone shows that they care. Even if they tell you to go away, it might seem on the surface like they don't really want you to say anything, but just knowing that someone saw what happened and cared is a really powerful thing.
There are five D's. And one of them is direct, and four of them are all really indirect. Like, you have so many tools, so many things that you can utilize that aren't direct. And there's even some ideas in direct that Dax will talk about too, that are really easy things to do. And a lot of those in the four that we'll talk about are, they don't even require you to do anything where you're not talking even to the person doing the bullying. You're not talking about that behavior. So for me, that already makes it feel so much more comfortable, because when I think of a confrontation or I have to go over there and I have to talk to that person who's doing this hurtful thing about the thing they're doing, that feels scary even for me as an adult. Like, that's not comfortable. But if I think I can keep, you know, walking this way, carrying my thing, whatever I'm already doing, but maybe I do it in a different way. Or maybe I tell the person next to me a joke and we start laughing. Maybe I move in a certain way that just causes a disruption. That distraction or checking in on someone that is really indirect can have a meaningful difference. And that's just so exciting to me. So I love that we get to walk through this conversation together.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. That's our guests today on the show, Kelly Erickson and Dax Valdez. They're with righttobe.org. You can learn a lot more about Right to Be and sign up for some of their trainings. We've got links and a learning guide and activities to practice at childrenshour.org. Look for Do Something. This is the Mosaic Project.
I'm a little boy with glasses, the one they call the geek. I'm a girl who never smiles, 'cause I've got braces on my teeth. And I know how it feels to cry myself to sleep. I'm that kid on every playground who's always chosen last. I'm a single teenage mother trying to overcome my past. You don't have to be my friend, but is that too much to ask? Don't laugh at me. Don't call me names. Don't get your pleasure from my pain. Deep inside, we're all the same. We all need hope and care and love. Don't laugh at me. I'm the beggar on the corner. You've passed me on the street. And I wouldn't be out here begging if I had enough to eat. And don't think that I don't notice that our eyes never meet. Don't laugh at me. Don't call me names. Don't get your pleasure from my pain. Deep inside, we're all the same. We all need hope and care and love. Don't laugh at me. Don't call me names. Don't get your pleasure from my pain. Deep inside, we're all the same. We all need hope and care and love. Don't laugh at me. I'm rich, I'm poor, I'm big, I'm small, I'm deaf, I'm blind, does it really matter after all? I'm rich, I'm poor, I'm big, I'm small, I'm deaf, I'm blind, does it really matter after all? Don't call me names. Don't get your pleasure from my pain.
Does it really matter?
Deep inside, we're all the same. We all need hope and care and love. Don't laugh at me. Don't call me names. Don't get your pleasure from my pain. Deep inside, we're all the same. We all need hope and care and love. Don't laugh at me.
That's the Mosaic Project. You're listening to the Children's Hour. We're with Right to Be, Dax Valdez and Kelly Erickson. They've walked us through the five D's of bystander intervention. When you see bullying, to know what to do. But how does your training conclude?
So we ask our folks who attend our trainings, what do they think their go-to strategy would be based on their personality, based on what they're comfortable with? So we ask them, are you a direct person? Are you using document or delegate or delay? And how can we use that? Sometimes it may need to change. Sometimes we may not use it. But knowing that we have all of these strategies and all of these options available to us to use as needed is really great.
What kind of bystander would you be? Would you be a distractor, a delegator, a documenter, one who delays and comforts the person who is bullied after the fact? Or would you directly intervene?
Mine would be either to directly intervene, because I think that can be a very helpful means of shutting things down if you're comfortable doing so, or to try and relay some of that information to an adult, because ideally you want to try and stop the thing in the moment to prevent people from having a worse time, or in some cases to prevent people from getting hurt. So I would say both of them are great options, but all the other ones work just as fine too. So it just depends on who you are and what you're comfortable with.
I think I would stand up in front of that person and tell them, don't do that to my friends. One time at school, my friend Lydia told me that teenagers at my school were making fun of her. And I wish I was there to stand up.
You would have stood up and said, don't make fun of my friend.
Yeah, and I would chase them all over the classroom.
So Olive is a direct intervener.
I feel like standing up would be a good way to make a friend and also to prove to the bully that what they're doing is not the right thing?
I would document, because going in and stepping in right away might accidentally escalate the problem and like might make things get worse. If you document and write down what you see, then later on you can go and you can get someone who's more well-equipped to handle the situation, stop it. Instead of barging in, you might just make things worse and someone might get hurt.
I would probably distract in a situation like that, because it would probably make the person just feel better. Like, I'm glad that I don't need to think about this anymore.
I think I would probably either distract or delay, just because I'm usually a lot more quiet and would probably have a hard time bursting in.
Yeah, I'm a fan of distract myself, I gotta say. Tell us a little bit more about what is delay exactly. Delay is waiting until after the situation calms down and going to the person and saying, are you all right? Is that what it is?
That's the simplest form of delay. So you wait until it's safe to do so. So maybe once the bully has gone away, and then you can just ask the person who is upset, hey, I saw that. Are you okay? And as Katie said earlier, sometimes not everybody might see that or say that. But if we take a moment and acknowledge that that was not right, it was not their fault, that is a little bit more of helping them get into that big tree position, feeling supported and feeling taken care of. Because maybe the other time that it happened, that they were yelled at or made fun of for something that they couldn't change, nobody checked in on them. And maybe nobody's going to check in on them the next time. But at that moment, that is a great way to take care of somebody.
You did go into direct, but let's just be really clear about what do you mean exactly by direct intervention, like going up to the bully and saying, cut it out?
Yeah. So again, it's if you feel safe and comfortable doing so, not everybody feels as brave in the moment, and that's okay. But using direct is speaking up about that behavior when it's happening and calling it out. So you can tell the person to say, hey, I see what you're doing. Stop that. Or you could say, hey, she looks uncomfortable. Leave her alone. You could also just say, stop. Don't do that. And that might be effective enough. Or maybe you just shake your head no. And maybe that might get the person to cut that out, right? So any way to acknowledge the behavior and tell them to stop. And again, that may not be for everybody, but if it feels comfortable and right to you, maybe that's the one that you try. And taking action is always going to be a judgment call. And taking action is always a brave thing to do.
We learned about the five D's and how to be a bystander who intervenes in some way and helps support people who have been bullied and maybe even stops the bullying and harassment in the moment. Our guests were Dax Valdez, he's a senior trainer at righttobe.org, and Kelly Erickson, who's the director of training. You can learn a lot more in our learning guide, which is posted to childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Do Something.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is now producing weekly educational modules to go with every episode, thanks to a grant from the Albuquerque Community Foundation. You can support this effort too. Go to childrenshour.org and click donate. Many thanks to the Outpost Performance Space for hosting the Children's Hour. Support for the Children's Hour provided by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund.
I like all of the podcasts because they help me learn a lot. I'm Brooklyn Elder from Albuquerque.
Find hundreds of educational podcasts at childrenshour.org or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Look for the Children's Hour.